When life gives you lemons, make lemonade. That's a useful lesson we all know. What if the lemons are just too costly? That's a trick question few would ponder upon. Welcome to Kuvera's weekly digest on the most critical developments related to business, finance and markets in India. We are talking about lemons because the citrus fruit is now selling for anywhere between 250 rupees and 350 rupees a kilo, or 10 to 15 rupees per piece. The humble lemon isn't the only food item that's getting costlier. Indeed, retail inflation in India has touched its highest level since October 2020. Retail inflation for March jumped to 6.95% from 6.07% in February. Food inflation showed a sharper rise to 7.47% from 5.93%. The situation was worse in villages, with CPI for rural areas jumping to 7.66% in March from 5.75% in February. The latest inflation data leaves the RBI with few options but to raise rates at its next meeting in June. India's industrial growth remained subdued in February, with the index of industrial production inching up to just 1.7% from 1.5% in January. But what's more concerning is that growth in the manufacturing sector, which accounts for 3/4 of the total output, slowed to just 0.8% in February from 1.3% in January. Also, growth in consumer durables and non-durables recorded a contraction of 8.2% and 5.5%, respectively, indicating tepid consumer demand. Another indicator that India's hinterland is hurting more than urban areas came this week when SIAM released sales data. The industry lobby group said domestic sales of automobiles fell 6% in FY22 to hit a 10-year low of 1.75 crore units. Take a closer look at the latest data and the divide between rural and urban becomes abundantly clearer. Sales of passenger vehicles rose 13% to 30.7 lakh units in FY22. On the other hand, sales of two-wheelers, used widely in rural areas and smaller towns and cities, declined 11% to 1.34 crore units. Rural areas, however, can take some comfort in the weather forecast issued this week. In its first long-range forecast, the India Meteorological Department predicted that monsoon will be 99% of the long-period average, which is 87 centimeters. Okay, this sounds good, but is it really that important?
Yes, it certainly is.
The four-month monsoon season accounts for 3/4 of the country's annual rainfall. Among earnings, TCS net profit rose 1.6% sequentially to 9,926 crore rupees in Q4, missing analysts' forecasts of above 10,000 crore rupees. But it met revenue expectations with a 14.3% growth to 50,591 crore rupees. Infosys posted a 2.1% fall sequentially in consolidated net profit to 5,686 crore rupees for the January to March quarter, missing analysts' forecasts. Its revenue increased 1.3% to 32,276 crore rupees but again missed market estimates. Back home, Indian stock markets fell all 3 days of the holiday-shortened week to clock a loss of about 1.8%. The BSE Sensex ended at 58,338.93 on Wednesday, while the NSE Nifty closed at 17,475.65.